Dave and Doreen,
the morning KLH.
All right, this story that we're about to talk about is not for those of you who are, well, let's just say sensitive.
Okay.
Who, if you like, you know, you kind of gag easily. You're
okay.
Not okay.
Like if you're eating your breakfast right now, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this has to do with something that you eat.
Okay.
And I saw this story yesterday, and I actually, this is one of those ones where you actually think maybe it's like made up. So I went on Snopes to make sure that this was real.
Okay.
And it is. It's a 52-year-old guy in Florida who started having headaches, and he thought he had migraines, but it wasn't migraines. He had a tapeworm in his head.
Ugh. Okay.
And the reason that the tapeworm got into his body is because he really enjoyed eating undercooked bacon.
Ew.
Hmm.
Now, I go the other way. Like, I actually ask for my bacon crispy.
Yeah, I do too.
Right? Okay, but this dude liked the floppy, undercooked bacon. 52-year-old guy in Florida, who, by the way, had a history of migraines.
Okay, so he wasn't...
It wasn't, and he thought, man, these are getting worse. These migraines are getting worse. The headaches are horrible. So he goes to the doctor, and he got a new diagnosis. They figured he'd eaten some old bacon that went bad. He didn't cook it long enough. The parasite was hiding inside of it, got into his brain, and laid eggs.
Ew.
They gave him a deworming medication that's also sometimes used in large dogs. And despite the fact that he'd had a headache for a week straight that turned into a month, that turned into 4 months, it only took a couple of weeks, and the headache went away.
Okay.
Once he took the deworming medication.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the moral of that story is what?
Extra crispy bacon.
Thank you. Extra crispy.
Extra. The crispiest. Burnt, even.
Jim Gaffigan with his classic bit about bacon.
Bacon? The most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You wanna know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold.